Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The McCain campaign conducted a teleconference with some of its key advisors, staffers, and volunteers around the country. And on that call, Mr. Kane told his senior staffers that he wanted to have an assessment of his campaign, that he was going to sort of reassess staying in the race. This is a direct contradiction to things that Mr. Kane and his staffers were saying when the woman made her allegations, allegations that he adamantly denied. In fact, at a closed fundraiser that took place at the McLean Hilton in Virginia, just outside of Washington, Mr. Kane told supporters that he'd swear on a stack of Bibles that her allegations were untrue, and he said he would continue to stay in the race and continue to campaign on. That apparently has changed.
All right, there's a political analyst talking about Herman Cain and his decision to quote-unquote reassess his campaign after that woman came forward challenging him and his ability to tell the truth because he says no, she says yes. We've been having an affair for the last 13 years. And so we once again are back at who you would endorse, who you'd vote for, and whether Herman Cain ought to just get out of the race, stop taking up time, getting ink, et cetera, et cetera. It's too bad it's come down to this, isn't it? Huh? You wonder, looking at all of these other people, or just if anybody wants to run, not saying that this guy is right or wrong, it just is there's so much scrutiny, and you want your president to be Lily White? And I don't mean that facetiously, although there are people who don't want a black candidate who is a Republican. You know, people want a black candidate no matter what his stripes. 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of this presidential race circumstance. Let's see how much time we can devote to this and get through the context of the story as it's been told by a number of people on the radio, because that's what this program is about, summarizing the stories from different perspectives, different ideas being presented. Here's host Dana Roche talking about the conflicting remarks given by Mr. Cain and his lawyer about the alleged affair. And in this circumstance, she thinks now that he's reassessing his campaign, he'll be out of the race.
This ginger white individual claims that they had a 13-year affair, an affair that just ended about, 8 months ago? So he had already been in the race and running, and it ended about 8 months ago. The weird thing is about his statement that he gave is that it doesn't, I mean, it wasn't a flat-out denial. It was just, and he was on CNN the other day. He was on CNN saying there's a woman who's going to be coming forward, and she's going to claim that we had an affair and that it was, a long-time affair. And then at the same time, his attorney is on this local television station. It's like local 5 or whatever, telling them that Herman Cain's not going to talk. He's not going to speak. He's not going to talk. So that was kind of a bad media strategy. But a new accuser's coming forward. And is the Cain train finally derailed? He had said originally that he's going to be in this race for, quote, as long as my wife is behind me. And then according to National Review, this is cause for reassessment, a direct quote with him. He had a phone call with a number of individuals, NRO, and several others, saying that, I have a speech I'm going to be giving at Hillsdale College later this evening. I have some engagements for the rest of this week. So he's still in the race, but I don't think he will be after Friday. I think Herman Cain will bow out of the race after Friday. And the oddness of his particular remarks, though, I mean, he didn't really flat out explicitly deny it, except to say that this is, it's a rumor about two consenting individuals, what they may or may not have done. It was just a really bad response that he had given. Again, I don't know if he's guilty. I don't know if this is something that happened or if this is just some woman who's coming forward. The thing is, though, this is the thing that's bad. This is the thing that makes it bad for me. She had phone records that she presented, and she had his private phone number on her mobile phone, which she gave to the local reporter.
All right. So he's reassessing his campaign. How many different times can you say it? How many different ways can you say that? And if he did stay in the race, does he have any credibility? Too much denial, too many accusations. The sad thing, again, is they don't really have anything to do with the politics or the routine of being president, unless you consider not telling the truth. He seems kind of angry sometimes, but maybe you'd be angry. Maybe I'd be angry if he had this kind of scrutiny. Why would so many people come forth with all of this stuff? Is it a plant? Is it, if he could find the goods on somebody who may be planting the story, wouldn't he expose them if it weren't true, if it were made up, if these charges were, he keeps saying they're not true, but so what's motivating all these people to come forth? All questions being asked and being asked well. 800-510-8255. So lots of talk about Herman Cain, and we'll continue trying to focus on that. And then there will be a couple of other elements to the conversation about other people who are running for the GOP nomination for the presidency. 13 past the hour on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
The holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20 pound bags. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select Kong toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 2nd through the 4th.
The conversation on the countdown, focusing on Herman Cain, the presidential race, listening to remarks by Herman Cain, people on his staff. That's what's being scrutinized now by any number of hosts, and we're sampling a couple here. Here are Kerry Dozier, as a matter of fact, and Chuck Powell on their program talking about the situation, wondering how Cain could possibly have thought this affair would not have come out.
It puzzles me why Herman Cain thinks that if you're running for president, you can do these things and these women aren't going to make these claims and you're not going to have a really good answer for them when you finally get asked about them. Is this not remarkable to you?
I think it is the most remarkable aspect of it, that Herman Cain really thought that these things weren't going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
What did he not get about the presidency that he didn't think that his life was going to be you know, pored over, sifted through. Now, you might say, hey, don't jump to any conclusions. There was nothing proved on those first few girls. You're right.
Yep.
The sexual harassment charges right now are just accusations. There is nothing that directly links them to any of these women, and he hasn't been tried or charged or anything for the previous women, the four women that came forward. However, it is really difficult for me to believe that there's a woman out there claiming that she had a 13-year relationship.
Not days, not weeks, not months.
13-year sexual relationship, and Herman Cain wants to play it off as, that didn't happen.
I have no idea
why
she would do that.
I gave her some money.
Helped her get a job. Helping her get a job is some strange euphemism in Herman Cain's life that I don't understand. I do not understand. He obviously has a much different idea about what getting
a job all night long.
She was a very qualified employee. Herman Cain went on the offensive, went on CNN with Wolf Blitzer.
I helped her get a job as long as she's ruled.
This is what he had to say.
Without giving us her name, what was she like? Dan, tell us a little bit something about this woman, the nature of the friendship.
No, not going to do that, Wolf. It'll be premature.
Did you work with her?
No, Wolf, that would be premature. Because just like I'm concerned about somebody slandering my reputation and image, until I know exactly what the claims are, I'm not going to comment on those claims, unfortunately.
It would be premature. However, I called you to put down these allegations. So it's not premature. I do not understand how this man's brain works. And if for no other reason, I've quit thinking about 999. I don't want to hear any more about how successful he was as the CEO of a pizza company. The man has lost his noodles if he thinks that this is normal behavior and that people are going to go, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going with Herman Cain on this. When the last allegations came out and people came to his defense and he came out and said, Herman Cain said, the donations, the phone is ringing off the hook. The donations are flying in. I wonder what's happening now.
Yeah. I just don't know. Just to go back to the start, I don't know how you think that this isn't going to come out.
Me neither.
And now, I mean, it's just a game. He's failing at the debates. He clearly doesn't know anything about, you know, international relations. When you start lying about a 13-year relationship, a 13-year affair, then all of a sudden everything else you've said in the past crumbles beneath you.
Support is eroding. Apparently he's trying to figure out whether he should just drop out. The spirit of defiance that has characterized him seems to be dwindling, doesn't it? Dwindling and dwindling. Whatever the proper word is. Here is host Chris Conley, who thinks Cain ought to get out.
I have no way of knowing if the latest allegations against Herman Cain are true, if the woman who came forward yesterday is his mistress of 13 years. And we really have no way of knowing whether the harassment claims from earlier in this campaign are true or not. Still, Herman Cain should leave the presidential stage immediately, not because of these new allegations. Cain should bow out for political malpractice. During a CNN interview, Cain denied anything inappropriate. But around the same time, his attorney issued a written statement saying, "Private consensual conduct between adults is not a legitimate subject for reporters to investigate." Cain is a political amateur. He can't even get his campaign response on the same page. His response to these allegations is about as ill-prepared as the candidate himself was on foreign policy and current events questions. This is presidential politics, the big time. He needs to step aside for more serious presidential hopefuls. Cain is glib and entertaining. I admire that. But he's showing over and over again that he's not a serious presidential candidate. He should step aside for those who are.
I think he is serious, but I don't think he's prepared, ready, if that's all right. He just doesn't get it. And I agree with Mr. Conley in the context of his remarks. That is, Herman Cain ought to get out, but not for the reasons he's stipulated. You think Cain ought to get out? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus on the countdown right now is Mr. Kane, stay in, stay out. He has denied a 13-year affair, and now he's reassessing his campaign. So what do you believe is the truth in all these headlines? Terry listens on the jet in Lake City, Florida. Go ahead, Terry. You're on the countdown.
Yes. I say that he needs to stay in the race because of the fact that, you know, if something did happen, all he's got to do is say, yes, it did. I mean, how many presidents we got in there all did the same thing, you know, and they were still in office.
Yeah,
you know? And
then, but that's the whole point. It isn't that he's had an affair that makes him, if you're looking for the hard rights support and you think that they're really truthful in their standings or their views on ethics and morality and stuff, then he wouldn't get their vote and he needs that vote. But the other side of it is, he's kind of fumbling around with all this, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but the problem is that he hasn't had no politics before, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, well, but as a CEO, he doesn't have to have the same ethics, but you got to be prepared for all of the things that are coming in
the
direction.
I know many CEOs in my lifetime, you know, and some of them are sure what they're doing, and other ones ain't sure what they're doing.
Well, I think that's an interesting, that's an observation that could go for the former chairman of American Airlines, Gerard Arpey, who got fired yesterday because of the mess he's created at American over the past a dozen years or so. So
yeah.
Maybe there's something to be said for that. All right, Terry, thank you. Here is, let's move on to Rick Perry, who's traveling around New England trying to get votes in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, etc. He talks to host Michael Graham about how he expects to get anything done as president.
I've heard a lot of people ask, they hear you and they hear former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich talking about broad change, and they say, you can't get it done. The president can only do so much. How is Rick Perry, for example, going to change our policy on energy if you don't have a Congress that's willing to let us drill what oil is, and we can't even get the EPA to let us bring the Canadian oil to replace the oil from Saudi Arabia?
Well, that was pretty easy because the president can sit and give direct instruction to those agencies. As a matter of fact, the first economic plan that I laid out was an energy and a job creation plan, and it did just that, opening up our federal lands and our waters for exploration. There's enough energy in the western states, more energy than what Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, I think Kuwait, Iraq combined, mm-hmm. and opening that up for exploration. Obviously, it takes a stroke of the pen to get that Keystone Pipeline built, and that's 10,000 jobs just on the construction side, and that oil and the Canadian tar sands is going to go one way or the other. It's either going to go west to China or it's going to go south to the United States. That one's a no-brainer. So the energy side of this is probably one of the easier ones to fix from the standpoint. But directing those agencies like the EPA, you bring people in that are committed to change and give them instructions that they're philosophically going to be in line with you. Mm-hmm. They're going to bring their next layer of leadership in. And the people who are going to try to block it, you reassign them to the most god-awful places you can think of. And pretty soon, someone will stand up and say, you know what, this guy's serious. When you look at what we've done in the state of Texas, the jobs that we've created, it's been because we understand that when you free the entrepreneur, when you free them from overtaxation, overregulation, and Americans are going to go create, they're going to go risk their capital, they're going to hire people, and they're going to create wealth. And that's what this country is dying for, a president who has the courage to stand up. And Michael, let me share with you something. Mm-hmm. A president who's willing to go spend their political capital to pass a balanced budget amendment to the United States Constitution, I'm willing to go spend that same amount of time passing a constitutional amendment that makes our legislature part-time. This isn't just a ruse. This isn't just me talking through the top of my hat. I really believe that Americans, look, we found out today that they spent $7.7 billion, the Fed did, and we didn't know about it. Congress didn't know about it. They just gave it to these banks.
Right.
I'm telling you, Americans ought to be really, really upset about what's going on in Washington, D.C. I think they're ready for a part-time legislature. They're ready to kick all the bums out.
Sad thing is, he sounds like George Bushmore every day. Yuck. That's Mr. Perry here on the countdown at 28 past the hour.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
When I had to reach into his shirt, I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
O'Reilly. Don't waste time and money this holiday season driving all over town in search of the perfect gift. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase gift cards. They're available for any amount and can be used at the store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly gift cards take the guesswork out of Christmas. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
After the hour, into the second half hour of this hour of discussion, punditry, your calls, thoughts, opinions, 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. You can email me, doug@dougsteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook. All the info on listening and following is on the homepage at dougsteffen.com. Not a lot of work at all. Appreciate your input and your interest here as the Democrats and the Republicans sort of flail about trying to assess what's going on. Barney Frank, who has said that he will not run again from his district. It was redrawn, and he wouldn't win anyway. He was answering reporters' questions after he announced that he would not seek re-election. He said that if former House Speaker Gingrich were to win the GOP presidential nomination, the president would win easily and Democrats would regain control of the House. Do you see it that way? Here's the talk host, Avi Nelson, talking about Newt Gingrich, his comments on immigration, and the attacks that he's getting from others.
Newt Gingrich doing very well. Newt Gingrich has also come up with some controversial statements. The one that got a lot of attention since the debate was his comment about immigration or illegal immigrants. And he said that if somebody has been here for 25 years and has been a law-abiding citizen and paid taxes in the community, has a family, he thought that there should be a board, a local board, like there was for Selective Service. Selective Service was when there was a draft. And there were local boards in each town. And they would evaluate the prospective draftees. And so he's envisioning something like that. Michelle Bachmann shot back that he wants amnesty for all the 11 million illegals in the country. And Gingrich said that wasn't true. Gingrich is correct on that. He didn't say for all the 11 million. He said just those who have been here for a long time, etc. So Bachmann, in her eagerness to criticize, got it wrong. Romney said this is amnesty. Gingrich said no, it's not. Romney is right here. Well, I mean, let's define our terms. What is amnesty? Amnesty is when you are granted a pardon or forgiveness after you have done something wrong. And that's exactly what Gingrich is proposing. Now, the word, I guess, has become charged, so Gingrich doesn't want to use it. But there's another problem with what Gingrich said. Gingrich is talking about how the people that he's going to allow to stay in the United States, he wasn't even citizenship, some kind of permanent residency. I assume that means they wouldn't be able to vote, although it's unclear how far his plan goes. But if those people have been living and working here all those years and paying taxes, which is one of his criteria, how are they paying taxes? What Social Security number were they using along the way? And if all these years they've been using a fake Social Security number, then it's not just a matter of a law that was broken a quarter century ago when they snuck in here. They've been doing it every year on an ongoing basis. Every paycheck has been going to, I guess, a bogus number. So you see how complicated it gets. If Gingrich's plan is interpreted as he said it, it wouldn't be anybody who gets the permanent residency, because he said if they've been law-abiding citizens for a long time. So it's unclear what exactly he's talking about, and I haven't heard this aspect of it focused on.
All right, there's host Avi Nelson, 800-510-8255. Chris Wallace here talks to John Huntsman, who is a candidate that looks good, sounds good, doesn't seem to be getting any traction, but there is a focus here on the polls, because Huntsman is starting to make some gains, especially in New Hampshire.
Let's start, Governor, if we can, with the polls. Looking first nationally, you're still trailing the field all the way back, as you can see there, at 2% in last place. But in New Hampshire, you're starting to make gains in fourth place at 9%, though you are still, according to this poll at least, far behind Mitt Romney. You say that defeat is not an option in New Hampshire. You've held more than 100 events in that state. Don't you have to win there?
Well, we have to beat market expectations, and we have a message that will allow us to beat market expectations, Chris. People here want to talk about our economic deficit, and they want to talk about our trust deficit. Yesterday, we had two town hall meetings here in the western far reaches of the state. Today, we'll have three town hall meetings. Preseason is over, and we're now in the final stretch. I like our position. I like where we stand in the poll. More importantly, the people of this great state, they love an underdog. And I'm an underdog right now. And if you can be an underdog and have a message that begins to connect with people on the ground, you can make things happen. Do I believe we're going to beat market expectations in New Hampshire? I absolutely believe we will. And that will translate down market to South Carolina and then ultimately to Florida. So I like our position here, Chris.
Well, you talk about market expectations. Perhaps the Huntsman stock took a hit because the New Hampshire union leader, perhaps the most influential, the biggest newspaper in the state of New Hampshire, has endorsed Newt Gingrich. Isn't that a setback for you, sir?
Well, no. It once again proves, Chris, how fluid and unpredictable New Hampshire is. People are just beginning to pay attention and coalesce around the candidates. I think more than anything else, I mean, a month ago, for Newt Gingrich to have been in the running to capture the Manchester union leader endorsement would have been unthinkable. So I think it reflects more than anything else the fluidity, the unpredictability of the race right now. But if you're talking about stocks, I like the free market. You know, I just have to refer you to Intrade, where we've gone from the back of the pack to number three, which I think they do a pretty good job forecasting what the future trends are going to be in this race. So we're in a solid position here in New Hampshire, but you've got to have a message that resonates with the voters here. We have a message that resonates. We have a background that people have looked at. It's a background that speaks to job creation and the ability to expand our economy, and a background that speaks to addressing the trust deficit as well.
The trust deficit. Who do you trust? Remember that? I think there's still a show around Who Do You Trust? That is the old reruns, the Johnny Carson show. Who do you trust among all of these people? Is Mitt Romney, who's running for president with sort of the eye of a venture capitalist, he sees the profit in certain positions, discards those that are no longer profitable, and then moves on. He was pro-choice when it did him some good, instituted a health insurance plan that he now denounces, and once supported amnesty for some illegals. You go back to Richard the King, who offered his kingdom for a horse. Romney offers principles for votes in Iowa or New Hampshire. Are you for him or against him? I'm actually I'm thinking about how Romney would be in the president's seat. Is it anybody but Obama? Yeah, it still is with me, although I don't find him to be on the top of the heap. I think we still can make a really good case for Ron Paul. That's my own point of view, and I'm sticking to it. These other guys, Ron Paul's the only one in this thing who has been consistent Well, husband's been pretty consistent, too. He isn't waffled, but he doesn't have, somehow or other, he hasn't generated a lot of, he's charming, but he hasn't generated a lot of enthusiasm. Ron Paul has really a strong, solid core. I think he still is there to surprise people. Gingrich is a hack. Romney's a hack. Perry's a hack. You want a hack, or you want someone who's got it? So those would be my questions. As we move along now, next up on the countdown, the Syracuse scandal.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. We move now from politics to the Syracuse situation, Syracuse University, where there's another sex scandal. Here's host Bill Cunningham talking to a CBS reporter about whether Syracuse University head coach Jim Boeheim should be fired or not.
Jim Boeheim is the Joe Paterno of Syracuse. Won national championship, in the game 3 times, legendary coach, 700 wins. The definition of Syracuse basketball is Jim Boeheim. He came out a couple months ago and said that Bobby Davis is a liar. This is the boy who's now a man. And that he threw his body over the hand grenade of Bernie Fine that blew up on Sunday night. Should Jim Boeheim keep his job?
No, that's an easy question. I thought you were going to ask me a hard one. No, he's got to be fired for that, and there's a difference between sticking up for your friend, and this is a distinction that's pretty obvious to me, and yet it's not obvious to a lot of people, and I don't know what to tell you if you don't get it, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking to listeners. There's a difference between sticking up for your friend, Bernie Fine, and saying, I know Bernie Fine, he's never done anything like this that I know of, I don't believe it's true. That's all well, you know, that's fine, stick up for your friend, but he went a step further. Called a kid who has come out and said I was abused, called that kid a liar, called him an extortionist, said something along the lines of, after what happened at Penn State, what do you think a lawsuit here would be worth? $50 million maybe? That's what this is about, money. So he's calling that kid an extortionist, but also more to the point, this is an active police investigation when Boeheim made that comment, and when you're looking at a pedophile, alleged pedophile, and you think you have one or two victims, you probably are thinking 20 or 30, because they never stop at one. So what Boeheim is doing is the most powerful man in Syracuse, not just some nobody, it's not like I went up there and said these things. Jim Boeheim is the man in Syracuse, basically saying, anybody else that wants to call Bernie Fine a pedophile, you're crossing me. I'm Jim Boeheim. You won't do that? You got to be fired for that. I'm sorry, Boeheim. Got to go.
I said the same thing. I caught quite a bit of flack because the argument is that Jim Boeheim is not Joe Paterno. And I said, of course he's not Joe Paterno, but he did different things. He did similar things, but not the same thing. He wasn't told that Bernie Fine was a pedophile, as Joe Paterno was told, but he did other things as the leader of that organization. That there were ball boys, many I would suspect, who were sexually abused by Syracuse personnel working for Jim Boeheim, and that clearly there was indications years ago that Boeheim knew about these charges in 2005 and probably earlier and did nothing to fully encourage the investigation. Jim Boeheim probably controls the Syracuse police as fervently as Joe Paterno controlled Penn State, and he did nothing to determine the truth. And then he said these outrageous things about a victim of child sexual abuse, and his time has come and gone, and Jim Boeheim needs to go. He's not Joe Paterno, but he is Jim Boeheim.
Are you aware that, when you said Boeheim controls the Syracuse police, that the former police chief of police, back when these first charges first came out in 2002, is when this kid went to Syracuse police, the chief of police played basketball at Syracuse for Jim Boeheim.
Ah, I heard that. I saw that in a news report yesterday. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host John McConnell talking to an attorney named Chick Forrett about the Syracuse assistant coach's wife and her involvement in this whole thing.
Here's a woman who watched her husband molest a boy in their own basement and did nothing about it. I can't fathom why this woman has not been arrested other than statute of limitation arguments. Is that not, it's, a wife can't be forced to testify against her husband. But I mean, damn, we're talking about a grown woman watching a grown man molest a little boy, even though she is married to him. I mean, what is she, a voyeur? What's the deal with this there, Chick? I mean.
Well, I'm not going to address the psychological issues, whether she's a voyeur, but I will tell you this, under Louisiana law, and I'm sure the law is the same in the state of New York, the argument could be made that she's a principal, and the listening audience might ask, well, what exactly do you mean by a principal? A principal is someone who aids and abets.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her relationship with her husband, I think the prosecutors could make a strong argument that she is, in fact, a principal. She lived in the house with the husband, and the gentleman's name is Bobby Davis, and the tape was made in 2002, and she lived in the house with her husband, Bernie Fine, Mr. Davis, who I believe lived in the house for a while, and she could arguably be a principal. And under Louisiana law, and I'm sure it's the same in New York, a principal is equally as guilty as someone who participates
it's
in
like
a crime
the,
itself.
It's like the guy who drives the getaway car.
Exactly. That's the example I always use in trying a case. You and I decide we're going to go rob the Whitney Bank on Poydras. I got my car in the parking lot. You're going to walk down to the Whitney. You're going to go in. I'm going to come meet you and pick you up. I'm driving the getaway car. I didn't go in the bank. I didn't have a gun. I am equally as guilty of bank robbery as you are. I am a principal.
Now, wait. If I'm driving you to the bank, and I don't know you're going to rob the bank, and then after I drive you away, I still don't know you've robbed the bank, and all of a sudden I find out the bank's been robbed, and there's a picture.
You may be guilty of accessory after the fact.
But if I fess up, I'm not.
But certainly, okay. If you and I plan to go to the bank and I'm going to be the getaway driver, I'm a principal. And
yes,
the same would be true for Mrs. Fine. I think arguably you could make the argument that she aided and abetted her husband, Bernie Fine,
by not turning him in,
by allowing it to go on in her house, in her presence. So I think that's a very strong argument that perhaps the prosecutor is going to look at.
Boy, is this disgusting. My God. And now the New York Post says there is a fourth accuser against Mr. Fine. not so fine, right? God, these people. Oy. What rocks do they live under? 51 past the hour. Up next, the Occupy movement.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Next up here, the Occupy Wall Street protesters. Police dressed in riot gear moved in on protesters camped outside City Hall in Los Angeles. And that has caused a stir. There's a question about who owns public lands. If you're a taxpayer, don't you own part of them? It says no trespassing. Police take notice on land that you occupy because you own a bit of it. What do you think of that argument? Here's Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough, the two of them on MSNBC, talking to John Heilman from New York Magazine about how the Occupy movement impacts the election next year.
What Occupy protesters believe is that after a brief period of retrenchment, the protests will be back even bigger and with a vengeance in the spring when, with the unfurling of the presidential election, the whole world will be watching. Among Occupy's organizers, there is fervid talk about occupying both the Democratic and Republican conventions. Interesting, about occupying the National Mall in Washington, D.C. About, in effect, transforming 2012 into 1968 Redux.
You know, there's a big difference. I was thinking about reading your article. Well, yeah, it could be like 68 because you've got a captive audience. Then I remember what the police started doing at the Democratic and the Republican conventions starting in 2000. They have little cages. And, you can protest. But you either protest in these little cages or we throw you in jail.
Yeah.
You're going to face some obstacles. You think it might be, do they want it to be like Chicago 68, chaos in the streets?
No, but I think what they think is that this is not a movement that thinks that being kicked out of a couple parks is bringing things to an end. And they're planning to be a big force in 2012. They recognize 2012.
Who is
they? Well, in this case, there is a series, although the movement, the Occupy Wall Street people claim over and over again that they are a leaderless movement. They are not, in fact, a leaderless movement. There is a group of a couple dozen people who are actually the ones who sort of really get things done. And actually in this piece, which is not really an opinion piece, but a reported piece, I try to kind of introduce you to some of the people who are the strategists and tacticians and logisticians and media message guys who are actually sort of really getting things done down there. They are The most interesting thing to me about them is how firmly they reject any notion that the White House and Barack Obama can channel that energy. Their view of Barack Obama is that he is to them as Hubert Humphrey was to the new left in 1968. Their attitude is, we were inspired by him in 2008.
He's the establishment.
And worse than that, he inspired us with his talk of transformational change in 2008, and he turned out to be just exactly as the same as the old boss ever was. And they are actually more, in some ways, embittered by Obama than they are in some ways by the Republican Party.
All right, so dismantling this is what politicians want to do and police want to do. What do you think? What do you really know about the Occupy movement? You know what you've heard certain talk radio hosts say. You know what some people have said on the air. But have you ever actually witnessed the variety? I find it fascinating. So many different points of view are being presented. A lot of people are upset about a lot of things. And maybe, as suggested here, that will carry over into the spring and the political season. And isn't that a good idea? Let's see here. Richard Liu talking to Nick Kristof, who is at the New York Times, about the police actions in New York.
I want to go to a tweet that you had put out just yesterday. You tweeted this. You said, could Bloomberg be a secret Occupy Wall Streeter? He seems to have just revived the movement. What do you mean?
Well, I think that the movement was facing some real challenges in the form of winter weather, rain,
right,
snow, and the fact that they, frankly, were antagonizing some people in downtown Manhattan, and also creating concerns among a lot of people about noise, about drugs, about security. And at each point in the Occupy movement's brief history, it has been bolstered by the police pepper spraying young women, by the police trying to move them out, and I think that Bloomberg yesterday gave them a real shot in the arm by a really kind of ham-handed effort to push them out first at Zuccotti Park and then a little bit later at Duarte Square.
You know, Nick, also on the Twitter sphere, since you're on it, as well as the blogosphere, you've seen other discussions which are saying that there is some sort of collusion going on between mayors, perhaps others in the government that are trying to get them out. Is this possibly the beginning of the end for them, is what they're asking?
Well, the high ground for the Occupy Wall Streeters is not a little piece of turf. It's really the issue of income inequality, and that is what resonates. And so, you know, I hope that they will use their energy and their resources not to, you know, fight to make a little bit of progress territorially, but really to push an issue onto the national agenda, which is where they've had their greatest success.
Issues onto the agenda and understanding what some of the issues are. I think these people are all kidding themselves if they think these people are going to go away or that there aren't going to be new people added to the list of protesters. Look around and see how things are. Obama's approval rating is still at about 40%. So what are we protesting? Lots of things. That's it for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, though. Thanks for being here.